Is there anything else you feel you haven't told us, John? You'd like?
Loads, but I can't.
Oh, all right. I was afraid you'd say that. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd like to see, I'm expecting somebody from Gloucester, in the first team. You really would. To see that coming through, because it can only help local rugby.
Yeah.
Local rugby is struggling, isn't it? I think if you look at local rugby, I mean, the step up when I was playing, they used to play. I always remember the combination always used to play the United. And they were getting quite, annoyed that we'd go in, pick a player, say from Old Richards or wherever, and it Spartans, and then they get chucked out on a Saturday when they wanted them themselves. We'd have them for one game or something, then they'd go back. So they were getting quite annoyed. So they said, the least you could do is, let's play you in this combination side against your second. Yeah. So I said to John Brown, yeah, okay, he said. And he picked a proper team. Obviously, it would do Gloucester no good to get beaten by this. And Simpson down in front of him, I played outside half then. I remember he did a little chip over the head, through, score. And they never seen anything like him. Because they'd never seen anything like him in local rugby. And he was, and it was that thing, you had to show that actually there's a big gulf, which is what John Brain was trying to say. Look, there's a big gulf between even this and what you play at your level. And I still believe that I don't think the leagues to a certain degree is correct. I think, you get your national leagues, but why not play all local? That was the strength of Gloucester Rugby. Your local derbies, Bury Hill, Cinderford, Lydney, Cheltenham North, Saracen, whatever. That was Matson, Gordon Lee, Trebworth, as was unfortunately closed. Oh, Cripton.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, Trebworth disappeared. Gloucester All Blues are struggling. Struggling, aren't they?
Yeah.
And
it's travelling, Lydney have to go way down there, you can't afford to do it. Gordon League have gone from, they could get a fifth side out when I'd finished playing and go, but they could struggle to get two now, and a lot of clubs are the same. And I think if they kept it all within the county and then, say, the Gloucester champion played the Devon champions, if you like, of that one of that league, and then it'd even itself out. Everybody's not fighting for the best players. It goes back to being, I want to play for that club because it's my club.
You think what Bury Hill used to be as well. It's an incredibly strong club, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've gone down and down the leagues, much the same way as Gordon League.
We've also got a situation, as we said, where do you want to sit on the touchline as a replacement, not play? So the numbers that you need to get involved on the Saturday, I know that as the lower down you go down the leagues, that number isn't as great. But still, you've still got to have reserves, haven't you, and taking players. And there is so much more on offer now for kids. But I think if you could get all those local derbies back involved, that you want, oh, we're playing some of them, you've got to play. So you have that little bit of contest, within the county. Mm. I think that would just promote it,
Yeah.
As I said, then you could play the Gloucester champions, could play the Bristol champions, and then they could play the Somerset champions. And, perhaps you build up to a final somewhere for that league, Who knows? They've got to do something. You can't go on, throwing money at it at the lower levels. I just think you can. Mm-hmm. It's been proven. You only go look at the clubs who started doing that and now struggling. Unfortunately, Cinderford, I'm not saying they're struggling financially, but it hasn't been as successful as they would have hoped, I'm sure.
It doesn't help with the very low crowds they get at Cinderford. It amazes me, because they get the rugby paper every Sunday and they put the crowds in, even down to that level. And on this Saturday, they won, but the crowd, 190, I think it was.
90.
Lydney, 190.
Yeah.
But Lydney still get more than that, don't they?
Yeah, they get
two leagues lower.
Yeah, it's this local thing, isn't it? I think
Cinderford at their level, you'd think they get bigger crowd than
that. Well, I think they lost their identity. For me, it's that thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I played for Gloucester, you had to go over the local bar afterwards, where all the local players you knew and knew you, and face the music or not, depending on what happened, and you had to be amongst. Yeah. And it's that type of thing.
Yeah.
They haven't got that. They've lost their identity. They were trying to become a feeder club for Gloucester, weren't they? So they could put their players there. But then Hartbury got up a league, and now they've taken them. So that's stopped. But they're still in this predicament where, you know, where do you want to go to play Sunderford, watch Sunderford, if you haven't got any local players? Mm. So that you can see, oh, you were crap last week, or you were this last week. Why didn't you, you know, that? But same with Lydney. Same, you've got to have that. And I think you might get, I don't know, you might get more people playing if you had that type of competition. Yeah. I mean, you look at, I mean, I think one of the, going back a few years now, when Lydney and Sinderford were in the same league, that was probably the biggest crowd ever for a long time at Lydney, at Regent's Town.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, it really was.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd hope that might be a solution. I don't know. But they've got to do something, because, as you said, all Blues are maybe in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Treadwell have closed. Mm-hmm. You can't go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worthwhile. I used to go up in town when I played the Cornhill League, and you see all the other local players, and, you know, depending you were playing or following, you get the eye or not, you know, but it made you competitive. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess all that's left to say, John, is thank you very much for talking to us.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time and effort to come down.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure indeed.